Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, vous allez entendre le verbe to be au présent, c'est-à-dire le verbe être, avec la contraction. Par exemple, what is his name? Littéralement, quel est son nom? Comment s'appelle-t-il? Avec la contraction, en anglais, on avale le is et vous entendrez un s à sa place, un sifflement. What's his name?
What's his name?
What's her name? Pour dire what is her name? What's her name? Les pronoms personnels à la troisième personne du singulier, he et she. Et les pronoms possessifs, his et her. He is from the US. Il vient des États-Unis. He, il. He is from, c'est-à-dire littéralement, il est des États-Unis, il vient des États-Unis. Contraction du verbe conjugué is, vous n'entendrez que le S. He's from the US. She's from the US. Écoutez la conversation qui va suivre. Je vous prépare un peu avec le vocabulaire.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
Ils se disent bonjour. Good morning. How are you this morning? Comment vas-tu? Comment allez-vous ce matin? How are you this morning? Vous allez entendre une réponse très américaine. I'm great.
I'm great.
C'est la contraction de I am great. Littéralement, je suis super. Plus correctement, je me sens super bien. I am great. I'm great. And you? Et toi? Et vous? Autre réponse très américaine, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Traduit littéralement, joliment bien. Pretty good. Joliment bien. Et plus correctement en français, pas mal. We have a guest. Nous avons un invité.
We have a guest with us today.
A guest, un invité. Listen, écoutez.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And you?
Pretty good.
We have a guest with us today.
What's his name?
His name is Robert Harris.
Robert Harris?
Yes, Robert Harris. He's from the United States.
Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
What's his name?
Quel est son nom?
His name is Robert. His name is Robert. What's her name?
Vous entendez la contraction?
Her name is Kathy. Her name is Kathy. What's your name?
Quel est votre nom?
My name is Max. My name is Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Goodbye. English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Pour télécharger ces leçons, allez sur le site internet www.lavoixdelamérique.com, cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais et retrouvez les leçons d'anglais spéciales Sénégal. Bala est le tailleur le plus populaire de son quartier. Aujourd'hui, sa cliente et cousine, Rama, lui rend visite. Nous allons écouter cet entretien plutôt tendu. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces énoncés. 1. Rama voulait une jupe. 2. Le boubou est pour la belle-mère de Rama. Vous allez maintenant répondre à ces trois questions. 1. Est-ce que Bala a tenu sa promesse? 2. Pour qui sont les boubous selon Bala? 3. Est-ce que Bala a déjà fait le boubou pour Rama? Vous entendrez comment exprimer un choix avec I'd like to. Vous entendrez comment se plaindre en utilisant l'expression n'est-ce pas en anglais?
Hello, Bala. I want you to show me all your styles. Have you got catalogs? Let me see them.
Right away. My customers are all kings and queens in this shop.
Oh, Bala, stop it. You haven't finished my dress, have you?
I'm at the service of my royal clients. I do things the way they want it.
What is this? Is this a dress or a skirt? It looks like a child's dress.
It's not. It's a young girl's mini dress with beads and a scarf.
How lovely. It's very nice. I'd like you to make me a dress like this with flashing beads and colorful embroidery.
Like a rainbow. Is it going to be for you or for your daughter?
For me. I have no daughter and my son is only 2 years old. I am still young.
Don't get angry now, Rama. I'm gonna make it.
Before I forget, where is the boubou I asked you to make last week?
Rama, you've got so many fabrics here. You always change your mind, don't you?
I told you to make a boubou from the wax fabric I brought last week. You didn't keep your promise, did you?
It will be ready tomorrow. It's for your old grandmother, right?
I told you it was for my mother-in-law. Instead of a mini dress, I'd like a mini skirt. And don't forget my mother-in-law. I'd also like an evening gown for her.
What does your mother-in-law need an evening gown for?
Come on, Bala. She's not that old. She's going to see her husband after 4 years of separation.
All right, then. I'll make it. Anything for love. Say, Rama, your father-in-law needs a boubou as well, doesn't he? I can make one for tomorrow.
Ya Allah. So many things to make. You don't want to be overworked, do you?
Hey, as long as I get paid.
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Bala et Rama. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Rama voulait une jupe. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Le boubou est pour la belle-mère de Rama. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Est-ce que Bala a tenu sa promesse? Non. 2. Pour qui sont les boubous selon Bala? Pour les personnes âgées. 3. Est-ce que Bala a déjà fait le boubou pour Rama? Pas encore. Vous avez entendu Rama dire
I'd like a mini skirt.
On peut exprimer un choix en utilisant l'expression I'd like. Écoutez les autres exemples. I'd like to take the red dress. I'd like to visit the stadium, not the school. I'd like to drink tea. I don't drink coffee. Vous avez aussi entendu Rama et Bala dire
You haven't finished my dress, have you?
You always change your mind, don't you?
Pour dire n'est-ce pas en anglais, elle a utilisé le tag question ou forme n'est-ce pas. Lorsque la phrase est négative, le tag question est affirmatif. Lorsque la phrase est affirmative, par contre, le tag question est négatif. Voilà des autres exemples. Rama was angry, wasn't she? Bala made the dress, didn't he? Répétez maintenant ce vocabulaire de la couture et de la mode. Modèle, styles. Jupe, skirt. Foulard, scarf. Robe, dress or gown. Perles, beads. Broderie. Embroidery. Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue Bala et Rama exprimer un choix avec I'd like to. Vous avez aussi entendu comment dire n'est-ce pas en anglais et entendu des mots relatifs aux vêtements. On se donne rendez-vous chez Bala le tailleur. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Nous retrouvons aujourd'hui Martin Lerner dans un train à destination de New York. Il parle de vacances et de loisirs avec son compagnon de voyage, un médecin russe. Vous apprendrez à répondre à des questions sur vos loisirs et aussi à poser des questions au passé. Partons un peu en vacances avec des mots faciles. To travel, voyager. I travel, je voyage. In the summer, en été. In the winter, en hiver. On vacation, en vacances. Et une expression un peu difficile, children's diseases, les maladies infantiles. Children's diseases.
Good afternoon. May I sit here?
Of course, please.
I'm Dr. Derijan Mamushvili.
I'm Martin Lerner.
Are you going to New York, Mr. Lerner?
Yes, I am. I have some work there.
What do you do?
I'm a reporter.
Very nice.
What do you do?
I'm a doctor.
Are you a medical doctor?
Yes, I'm a children's doctor.
Wonderful. Are you going to New York?
Yes, I am.
Do you have work there?
No, I don't. I'm on vacation.
Where are you from?
I'm from Georgia.
Are you from Atlanta? You don't sound Georgian.
No, I'm not from Georgia in America. I'm from Georgia in Europe.
Where are you from in Georgia?
I'm from Tbilisi.
Do you work in Tbilisi?
Sometimes. I worked in Moscow last month. I worked in Kyiv last year.
Do you have friends in New York?
Yes, I do. I worked in New York.
How long did you work in New York?
Only 1 year.
When did you work in New York?
5 years ago, but I visited New York too.
When did you visit New York?
10 years ago, 3 years ago, and last year.
Who do you visit?
I visit my doctor friends. I visit hospitals.
You have a working vacation.
That's right. I was working in Atlanta.
Atlanta, Georgia? Georgia in the United States?
That's right. Georgia in America.
When were you in Georgia?
I was in Georgia last week. I visited the Centers for Disease Control.
Who did you visit?
It was a meeting. I met with children's doctors. We talked about children's diseases.
When did you meet?
We met last Thursday and Friday.
Quand on pose une question sur un événement passé, on peut commencer par when, quand. Pour la réponse, le temps du verbe est au passé. Et on peut indiquer un moment dans le passé ou une période de temps avec des expressions telles que 5 years ago, il y a 5 ans. 2 years ago, il y a 2 ans. Par exemple, reprenons la question. When did you travel to New York? Quand avez-vous voyagé sur New York? 5 years ago, il y a 5 ans. 2 years ago, il y a 2 ans. Ou bien, réponse au passé. I traveled to New York last year. J'ai voyagé à New York l'année dernière. When did you visit the hospitals? Quand avez-vous visité les hôpitaux? Last week, I visited the children's hospital. La semaine dernière. Last week. La semaine dernière. Last year. L'année dernière. Yesterday. Hier. Last Thursday. Jeudi dernier. Last Friday, vendredi dernier.
When did you work in New York?
5 years ago, but I visited New York too.
When did you visit New York?
10 years ago.
When were you in Georgia?
I was in Georgia last week.
When did you meet?
We met last Thursday.
Pouvez-vous répondre à des questions sur vos activités passées? Par exemple, when did you visit your friends? Quand avez-vous rendu visite à vos amis? When did you meet your family? Quand avez-vous rencontré votre famille? When did you go to work? Quand êtes-vous allé au travail? Et répondez très brièvement. À vous.
When did you visit your friends? When did you meet your family? When did you go to work?
Posons une question dans le passé. When did you visit New York? Quand est-ce que vous avez visité New York? À vous. Suivez-moi. When did you visit New York? Autre question. When did you travel to the United States? Quand est-ce que vous aviez voyagé aux États-Unis? Dites-le après moi. When did you travel to the United States? When did you go to work? Quand est-ce que vous êtes allé au travail? When did you go to work? When did you go on vacation? Quand est-ce que vous êtes allé en vacances? When did you go on vacation? Les réponses sont aussi au passé. When did you visit New York? I visited New York 5 years ago. I visited. When did you travel to the United States? I traveled 2 years ago. I traveled. When did you go to work? I worked yesterday. I worked. When did you go on vacation? I went on vacation 3 years ago. I went. I went, c'est le passé de to go. I go. C'est très simple pour se passer de to go, aller. Parce que tous les sujets se conjuguent de la même façon. I went to the doctor. You went last week. She went to the market. He went to school. We went to the movies. They went to the restaurant. Vous voyez, c'est très simple. Went. Maintenant pour les expressions du passé. When did you go to work? Yesterday. When did you travel to New York? I went last week. When did you visit Africa? Last year. When did you go on vacation? 3 years ago. When did you travel to Abidjan? 4 years ago. When did you visit your family?
When did you play baseball?
Last summer. I played with my son and his friends. Do you like to travel?
Yes, I do. I meet new friends, I study, I work with new children. I like to travel.
Vous avez appris à poser une question au passé. commençant par when. Et vous avez aussi appris à répondre un tout petit peu. Par exemple, last year, last week, yesterday, 3 years ago. Ne manquez pas de nous retrouver pour la prochaine leçon. Entre-temps, pratiquez à la maison. Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé, de nouveau avec vous Michel Joseph et
Roger Muntu.
Et notre chère invitée étudiante, our young guest student,
Eva Pacchianaro.
Welcome everyone from across the world, wherever you are, surtout
right.
Nos auditeurs en Afrique francophone.
Yep.
And we are trying to familiarize ourselves with the present and the past. We just spoke about the present. And we did encounter the present perfect, which is the past, and the present perfect continuing. But we're first going to look at the past simple, le passé tout simple. Mm-hmm. On va se réchauffer un peu. We're going to warm up and try to understand the complexities of the past. The past is also on a timeline. It's on a timeline like the present is, I guess, like all time. We're on a timeline. We're
all
doomed.
Them, yes.
Past, present,
everything
future.
Is on a timeline, right?
So we're going to try and narrow it down to the past simple. So what do you think the past simple is, Eva, in your idea? What do you think about that?
It's
getting complicated.
No. You're getting complicated.
See, this is
You're
simple.
Going too fast.
Past simple. What about you, Roger, please?
Okay. I were. I had.
Okay, that's good. I had. The past of to have.
I was.
Had.
Yeah,
good.
That's okay.
Good.
I had. I had a dog.
I had is good.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
That's for to have. The simple thing about the past simple is that it's a completed action, but at a specific time in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I had, if you said I had, you want to maybe specify I had something at a certain time, or I give us an example with more specific.
Oh, I had some problems yesterday.
Excellent. You have shown us when it happened and when the problem was. You were specific. And I could say that I did something bad yesterday. I forgot to feed my dog. So what about you? Do you have an example of a completed action in the past that's specific?
Mm-hmm. I talked to my sister at 5 o'clock.
Okay, I love that because you are talking.
Mm-hmm.
You are talking about a verb that's irregular. No, not irregular.
That's regular.
It's regular.
That's regular.
So
mm-hmm.
all the verbs that are regular, in the past, you add the ED.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to give us some more examples of regular verbs?
Yeah, so Eva, let me just repeat what Michelle said, that every regular verb in English, the past end with ED. Okay?
Yes,
so
yes.
I talked, all right?
I walked. Oh, I walked.
No, walking.
I jumped.
Okay.
I danced,
you know.
Unfortunately, for the irregular verbs, you just have to learn them by heart.
Yeah.
There's no way around
That's
that.
That's correct. There's no magic way because they all come in different forms.
Okay. So we hope that enough of you know enough irregular verbs by heart in the past. This was more than a warm-up. We're actually going to welcome our guest. We have Jeff Ilunga Pascal. Hi, Jeff. It's been a long time. Okay, I guess Jeff can hear us somewhere down the line, the timeline. We also have Halima. Welcome back, Halima.
And we have Pierrot, do we? Okay. So we have Halim. We have Moussa Kouma from Bamako. Moussa, hi. It's been a while.
Oh, I'm great. And you?
I hope that you can handle talking about the past, because we're going to go through different forms of the past with you.
Yes.
Great. We have the past simple, which is a completed action at a specific time. Eva gave an example. She had
some problem yesterday.
And I talked to my sister yesterday.
Okay. Mm. Okay, well, so now we're going to ask. Oh, you did? What did you do? Sorry.
I walked this morning in the street.
You walked this morning in the streets of Washington, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to ask Moussa. Moussa, you're on the spot. We are going to ask. I said it right this time.
Yeah.
The first time I said you're on the block.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah,
I missed that
not
part.
Not very good.
I missed that part.
So Moussa, we are going to ask you to give us an example of a verb in the past simple. So an action that's completed at a specific time in the past. Go ahead, Moussa.
I listened to RM show.
I listened to RM show. Very
Thank
good.
Thank you so much, Moussa.
And if you want to be specific in the past, you could say yesterday, you could say last year, you could say a week ago.
Oh, 1 hour.
Okay. Every day I listen to RM show.
Ah, every day.
Every day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, when you say every day, you are bringing it into the now. I'm going to be very critical now. Because every day is not... Because he said, if you say every day, you have to say, every day I listen to. You can't say, every day I listened to.
No.
Did you hear the difference, Moussa?
Of course. Yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful. Okay, so we're going to ask Halima, how about you?
What?
Give us a simple example of a past simple verb that means an action completed at a specific time in the past. Go ahead.
To give an example.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I finished studying? Yes, English.
You finished studying English. Do you have a specific time?
Yes, in 2012.
Okay. So that is the past simple. It's a completed action at a specific time in the past, and we've understood that. I finished studying. What did you say? Sorry again.
English.
I finished studying English in 2000. And
I can even say last year.
Last year, excellent.
Last year, yes.
Very good. I want to thank all our listeners who worked so hard on this complicated subject. Thank you to Halima.
We'll continue with the subject.
I know. We're going to continue. Thank you to our engineers. Thank you to Didier. Thank you to Paul Wayne and Awa Traoré.
And Jeff Ilunga.
Thank you, France.
Thank you.
Dave Magnus and Evan Tutu.